Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com. The title is, Are You Sure That You Are Being Taught the Truth? Teachers and preachers, who are these people? There's just way too much to learn that man cannot teach you. People have lots of questions like, who is God? What is spiritual healing? What is communicating with God? Why was Jesus crucified? Who is the Holy Spirit? Or, what does God look like? Have you answered questions like these yourself by seeking truth? Or does someone answer them for you? In this time period that we are living in, we have to be extra careful. There are many preachers and teachers that do not teach truth, nor do they know what truth is. You may think that what they teach and preach is true, but really, how do you know? Can they give you a good reason why you should believe what they teach, like the works of their faith, for instance? How do you know that the Bible is true? Have you proven it by working the scriptures? Why do you believe what you read or what other people tell you? Could it be because they have a title like pastor, priest, reverend, member of the clergy, or Bible teacher? Could it be because they are in a building called a church where they teach the Bible and preach sermons? Some pastors have a book that they can take a sermon from, which relieves them from having to prepare one. I have heard some things come out of preachers' and teachers' mouths that just totally blew me away. Always seek the truth in what you hear. That way, you're not being led down the wrong path. Jesus always gives you a confirmation, and usually more than one, for what he teaches you. Everyone is responsible for their own salvation. Don't just listen to people that teach and preach because they tickle your ears and say what you want to hear. How does one find a place to worship God, to hear truth and fellowship with genuine people that want nothing more than to follow Jesus? A church should be a place of respect to God, a place where you leave the world outside. After all, who can you help by talking about sports, recipes, or anything that doesn't pertain to spirituality? The sanctuary of a church should be made and kept holy, so much so that God's presence will always be there. God can be found in silence, not in noise. The sanctuary should not be a gathering place for chitter-chatter, banquets, and other like occasions. There's nothing like the warm feeling of the presence of God. Unfortunately, many people put their trust and faith in man more than they do in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You won't get to know Jesus by listening to man all the time. Following Jesus and going through tests and trials will build your faith. There are two parts in the parable of the sower that pertain to people who have heard the word, but do nothing with it. One other thing I'd like to mention, and that would be the rapture theory. This is something that was started back in the 1800s. I have not found anywhere in the Bible that teaches the rapture. If you believe in the rapture, then please read the article called The Rapture, which is in the right-hand column. Seek the truth in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, not man. Times are going to get tougher. Can your faith handle it? Are you prepared? Thank you, and may God bless you.